In political circles, all eyes are on tomorrow's special election in upstate New York, where the Democrat Kathy Hochul has pulled ahead of Republican Jane Corwin in this largely Republican 26th congressional district because of Corwin's support for the Republican plan to overhaul Medicare by turning it into a private voucher system. Both parties are pouring big money into dueling ads.
Jane Corwin said she would vote for the 2012 Republican budget that would essentially end Medicare. Seniors would have to pay $6,400 more for the same coverage.
Kathy Hochul, a false campaign about Jane Corwin's position on Medicare, when the truth is it's Hochul who says she would cut Medicare and Social Security.
Jill Terreri is a reporter with the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Jill, we're reminded this election was called after Republican Chris Lee resigned after emailing that shirtless picture of himself to someone online, and that prompted a columnist in Buffalo at the other end of this district, downstate from where you are, to write, "I wish Chris Lee had kept his shirt on. It sounds crazy."
You know, yeah, it's certainly crazy here. There's ads on TV constantly, and voters, I think, are pretty turned off by them. It's funny that, actually, last week we had a letter to the editor stating that same thing, that this writer would gladly buy Chris Lee a new shirt if it meant an end to all the television advertising.
Right. Well, both sides attacking each other. Republicans, by the way, saying the Democrat also talked about cutting Medicare, but if you look deeper, it was when she once said something in passing about how everything should be on the table. Then there is the third candidate in this race, Jack Davis. He's running as a Tea Partier. What's been the impact of his run?
Well, you know, there's really divided support among the Tea Party community. We had the National Tea Party Express in town endorsing Jane Corwin. It's true that Jack Davis will appear on a Tea Party line, but that's because in New York you can pass a petition with any name on it and get on the ballot. So I think the Tea Party support is certainly divided at best at this point.
Well, none of which is good news for Republicans. So they've been attacking Jack Davis in ads, but one of those attacks has backfired. First of all, they claimed that Jack Davis was assaulting a young Republican volunteer, tracking him with a camera. But it turned out that the volunteer was chief of staff for the Republican candidate, Jane Corwin. And you say there's questions about whether it was really an assault. But overall, just, you know, how is that played out?
I think it's pretty fair to say that it's backfired on the Corwin campaign. It's true they had a tracker, somebody with a video camera, tracing Jack Davis's moves, which is a pretty common feature of campaigns these days. But the tracker was aggressively asking Jack Davis why he wasn't participating in two debates. And it's a very short video, and it's kind of shaky. It's sort of hard to see what's going on. And the tracker himself is sort of acting like he's been hit. It's sort of hard to tell what exactly happened.
But then again, as it turns out, he was with the Republican candidate's campaign. But how tricky is this overall for Republicans, attacking a Tea Party candidate?
Their belief is that if they can get enough votes away from Jack Davis, then their candidate, Jane Corwin, will win. So they're trying to do everything they can to discredit him, to get behind Corwin, and to make the point that she is the actual Tea Party candidate.
What do you expect the turnout to be tomorrow?
You know, it's tough because it's a special election, and that doesn't draw a lot of voters, and all this negative advertising, I think, has turned off a lot of voters. I don't know if it's going to break 20%.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's only one race on the ballot. I think that the people that go are going to be voters who are really engaged, but I don't know if it'll be quite high at all.
And yet, it's meaning a lot to national figures. How many have you seen come through?
Oh, of course. We've had House Speaker John Boehner here raising money for Jane Corwin. Kathy Hochul's campaigned with Senator Gillibrand. Governor Chris Christie today has recorded a robocall for Jane Corwin, and former President Bill Clinton has recorded a robocall for Kathy Hochul.
Well, and what are both sides saying? Do they see this as a litmus on the Republican national plan for Medicare, or are Republicans downplaying that?
I think what it means nationally and what it means locally are two different things. This is a very reliably Republican district. So I think nationally, if it goes Democratic, it could be difficult for Republicans to promote their plans to overhaul the way entitlement programs are administered. I think locally, it could create a lot of shifts in the local Republican Party here. But it's also a three-way race, and it's a special election. I'm not sure you can read too much into it.
Jill Terreri, reporter for the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle in upstate New York. Jill, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.